And now, with Jazz Line Up, here's Claire Martin.
Hello, a taster from Mercury Music Prize nominees Go Go Penguin, who are today's session guests. Also on the show, pianist, composer and bandleader Kit Downs will be popping in to share some of his music and also to tell us about this year's Cheltenham Jazz Festival, where he'll be making multiple appearances. The Gateshead Jazz Festival is celebrating its 11th year at the fabulous Sage in Gateshead. The festival kicked off yesterday and runs until tomorrow, and the Jazz Line Up recording truck is there capturing some of the action, including the high-energy sounds of Loose Tubes, who perform in Hall 2 at the Sage. Let's start the show with something from their Dancing on Frith Street album, and it's Discovering Metal. Loose Tubes with Discovering Metal, and you can see them play tomorrow night as part of the Gateshead Jazz Festival. Joshua Redman is playing there tonight with his trio, and there's also a double bill of singer Ruby Turner and the James Taylor Quartet. And that's all happening at the Sage in Gateshead as part of the 2015 Jazz Festival. For more information on the festival, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. We're staying with big, bold sounds. Try this sonic cocktail on for size. It's by the Balkan-born trumpeter called Goran Kajvez and his Subtropic Orchestra. This track is called Dokuz Seki Esmerim.
Thank you.
Goran Kavgers and his Subtropic Orchestra. That's taken from an album called The Reason Why, Volume 2, which came out in December on a suitably named label called Headspin Recordings. And just as you heard, it's a Sun Ra-esque psych jazz workout, mixing musical textures and grooves from the Balkans and beyond. Well, in February, I was lucky enough to be touring in Sweden with a Swedish rhythm section who are absolutely world class. Drummer Daniel Fredriksson and bassist Martin Sjöstedt are in high demand, and it's Martin's writing skills that I'd like to showcase now. He's written an album's worth of big band material for the celebrated Stockholm Jazz Orchestra. Let's hear them play his composition, El Bueno.
Thank you.
From their new release, In the Blink of an Eye, that was the Stockholm Jazz Orchestra, with Martin Sjöstedt's El Bueno. And the soloists were Carl Olanderson on trumpet and Fredrik Kronqvist on alto sax. That CD is out now on the Connective record label. We're back to brand new British jazz now. This is the title track from saxophonist Paul Riley's debut album called Interview, which came out at the beginning of this month on the Jelly Mold record label. This is Interview.
Thank you.
Interview, the title track from Paul Riley's Quintet debut album, which is out now. Paul will be touring the album, and the first date of the tour is tomorrow night when the quintet will be playing at Ashburton Live in Devon. Then they'll be playing at the Parliamentary Jazz Awards Best Jazz Venue, St Ives Jazz Club in Cornwall. They play there on the 14th. Then they're on to shows in Newcastle, Liverpool, Bournemouth and Poole. And for more information on the tour, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. Well, it's time now to hear a track from our session artists, and it's the Manchester trio Go Go Penguin, whose influences range from Massive Attack to Shostakovich. Here they are, recorded at BBC Scotland's Pacific Key Studios in Glasgow. Chris Ellingworth is playing the piano, Nick Blacker's on bass and Rob Turner is on the drums. This is called Break. Thank you. Go-Go Penguin with Break, and you can catch the band performing at this year's Cheltenham Jazz Festival when they share the bill with DJ Giles Peterson on Saturday the 2nd of May. That's at 10:30 to 1:30 a.m. at Cheltenham Town Hall. And stay tuned to hear more about this year's Cheltenham Jazz Festival in the company of pianist Kit Downs. That's coming up later on the show. Staying with my Swedish theme today, here's a vocalist I'm delighted to have recently discovered. Raised in a small town in the north of Sweden by her music-loving parents, Ida Sand is now an ACT recording artist and includes Aretha Franklin and Donny Hathaway as two of her earliest influences. Well, she must be a fan of Canadian singer-songwriter Neil Young too, though, as her recent release, Young at Heart, is a collection of covers brilliantly reinvented and wonderfully produced by fellow Swede trombonist Nils Landgren. Enjoy Ida's version of the classic song, Harvest Moon.
Come a little bit closer, hear what I have to say. Just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising, let's go dancing in. Go out and feel the night. Because I'm still in love with you, I wanna see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you.
The velvet voice of Ida Sand with Harvest Moon, taken from her release Young at Heart, which covers a dozen Neil Young songs, with Joni Mitchell's Woodstock thrown in for good measure. Ida was on vocals on piano, Jesper Nordström played keyboards, Ola Gustafsson on guitars, Dan Berglund on acoustic bass, and Krista Jansen playing drums. Now on to sounds that find their roots in Transylvania. This is the Nicholas Simeon group with a terrific fusion of Romanian folk music and jazz called Horror Funk.
Thank you.
Transylvanian Jazz from an album that's simply called Transylvanian Jazz. That tune was Horror Funk, and it was composed and played by the Nicholas Simeon Group. A horror, by the way, is a traditional Romanian folk dance. And if you like Simeon's playful take on it, you can enjoy more if you go and hear him live on the 15th of April at the Romanian Cultural Institute in Belgrave Square in London. This is Jazz Line Up on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. Kit Downs has been described by Time Out magazine as one of the finest pianists of his generation. And at this year's Cheltenham Jazz Festival, he's appearing in a number of projects, including something which caught my eye, the Jazz in a Box event, where artists give a 5-minute solo performance to only one person at a time. Very up close and personal. I'll be talking to Kit about the festival, which runs from the 29th of April to May the 4th, after this track, which features him, and it's Life Was Transient by Troika. Kit Downs at the piano with Troika and Life Was Transient, and I'm delighted to be joined by Kit. Hello, welcome to Jazz Line Up.
Hi, Claire. How's it going?
Let's talk about that track. I mean, Troika put you on the map, really, didn't it?
Yeah, I guess. It was around the same time as Empirical, and we all met college and all that stuff. And it was a bit of an outlet to play music outside of jazz for a long time for us. So, I mean, it's still a jazz band, essentially, but it's got a lot of other things from genres thrown in, and we like to do that thing of all improvising at the same time rather than taking solos and stuff like that. So for me, it's been an important band to try different stuff out, whereas on the piano, maybe I'm doing slightly more jazz or classical-based things. This has been an excuse to kind of rock out a bit.
You, like many musicians, have quite a few irons in the fire to keep going, and we've just talked about Troika, but tell us about the other projects you've been working on lately.
So the main things that I do where I write music for them is Troika. There's another one called The Enemy, which is a piano trio that I do with James Madgen, and we're playing very rhythmic music. It's quite confrontational music in a way, but it's just a very different thing to the other stuff that I do, so it fits nicely with the other stuff. And then there's Wedding Music, which is me and Tom Challenger. I'm playing church organ in that, and Tom is playing saxophones, and we do strange projects going to different locations, recording various different church organs that are in various states of disrepair.
And, have you found any with a little dormouse curled up in the corner?
Or a little pigeon in the pipe, like in Vicar of Dibley? No, it's usually about messing with stuff like wind pressure to get different tuning and making slightly unpleasant sounds that freak out some of the regular congregation. But it's a nice project for us because it's this big beast of an instrument and trying to find the little eccentricities in it rather than trying to make it sound grand. So, and that stems from me, you know, loving organ when I was a kid and being, you know, singing in choir and hearing organ a lot and all that stuff. So, and then the thing that's probably the main thing at the moment for me is a group called Trico, which is a duet where I play piano and a little bit of church organ, and I play with Lucy Railton on cello. And that, again, is all my music, and that's a little more written than the other things.
You're busy. Well, Cheltenham loves you. I mean, you've played there for the last 7 years, and let's talk about this year, because you're appearing in three different guises, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about your appearances there. The one I did talk about was the one-to-one private performance.
Yes.
I presume it's in some
jazz
little...
Jazz in a box.
Jazz in a box, yeah. Excited about that?
Yeah, I am, actually. Cheltenham wrote to me with this idea of doing a one-on-one performance, and we sort of developed the idea a little bit together. So it's now a shipping container in the middle of the Pavilion Gardens or wherever it is. And there's going to be an upright piano at one end of it and me behind it playing. And then I'm going to play a 5-minute piece for one person, and then I'll just keep repeating that process for however many people are outside for a few hours. Mm. And I've written the piece in a way that it will be different each time for each different person, just structurally. So it'll sort of form in different ways, depending on maybe a few questions that I'm going to ask them. Mm. I kind of don't want to give anything away.
But
the idea is that it's sort of quite an intense experience, both for me and the performer.
Sure. How do you know when 5 minutes is up, though? You've got a little leg time on the top.
Well, I say 5 minutes. It's just a rough approximation. If I want to go for a bit longer, I'll just go for a bit longer.
Okay.
Chances are, after 3 hours, I'll be getting a little shorter, maybe. No, probably not. But saying that, I can probably about feel 5 minutes. I reckon, roughly.
Yeah.
I reckon most people that have done enough gigs where you have to be good on the clock.
Yeah, sure. You have to have a sneaky look at your watch. But that sounds very exciting,
actually. Yeah, it should be fun. And it's nice, that thing of taking people out of a crowd and getting them to listen to something on their own. It's a very different experience for them. And they're sort of confronted with their own feelings about it rather than a general consensus of how the audience appreciated it.
Yeah, interesting.
There's no sort of mass standing ovation at the end. There's just you and what you're giving back to me at the end. It's interesting. I've done it a couple of times so far, just for a couple of sort of press things ahead of thing. And the two responses I got were completely different.
Mm. I was going to say, how do you get their response? Do you sort of say, ta-da, you know, what do you think? And they either clap or not.
Actually, I found that
what if they cry, or what if it really...
I mean...
That's fine, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. What I've experienced so far is that you don't even need to tell people. They're so conditioned to respond with something. Mm. Even if it's just a sort of very serious silence, that sort of has its own story that you sort of understand and let play out. And then you leave the room, and then you're back to normal in a way. So it's about creating this very particular intense vibe in this one room. And also the other thing we were trying to play on is that weird sort of fortune teller thing where you come in, you line up for this weird thing that you don't really know what it is. You come in and I ask you a little question, then I give you like a little weird piano reading, and that's the experience. And that's what you got. And then you sort of talk about it with the other people or whatever. And the idea is that it'll be different for everyone. So they'll have different things.
Compare and contrast over their ice cream.
Yeah.
Or we went a bit modal on my bit. That sounds great. It's Jazz in a Box. It's happening at Cheltenham Jazz Festival on May the 2nd. That's the Saturday. Let's talk about someone that you'd recommend who's playing kit that perhaps people haven't heard of. I hadn't heard of, I have to say.
Yeah, there's a great piano player coming to play, which is Pablo Held. And he's got a fantastic band with Jonas Bergwinkel and Robert Lanfermann. They're all based in Cologne. And they have a nice trio. And they're getting John Scofield to come and guest with them. So
nice.
It should be a very special
That's
gig.
Terrific. Well, let's hear him, Pablo Held, and this is a track from him called Birkenhain.
Thank you.
Birkenhain by Pablo Hild, who's performing at this year's Cheltenham Jazz Festival on Sunday the 3rd of May. You can see him in the Take 5 tent. Lots of other great acts this year. Claire Teal, Joe Lovano, Natalie Williams, Phronesis, Sun Ra's Orchestra is there. The list is endless. Neil Cowley, one of our regulars. And Gregory Porter, of course, is singing this year. That's a real coup for the festival. And Julian Arguelles, someone who I first interviewed 15 years ago when I got this job on Jazz Lineup. Oh, wow. So you're playing with Julian this year.
Yeah, sure. He's got a quartet that me and James Madron both play in as well as Sam Lasterson. And he's inviting some guests to come and join it to make it up to a septet, so arranging all his music up for a bigger ensemble.
That sounds fantastic. Well, this festival, I mean, we've just talked about, that's just a small selection of the names that are appearing mm-hmm. this year. But as far as festivals go in the UK, obviously you're old enough now to have done probably all of them. How do you feel about Cheltenham? I mean, why has it got a special place in your heart? Why do you think it's special?
Yeah, I've just played there so much more than any other festival. So, I mean, someone there likes my music, which immediately makes it me like it more. It's walkable. All the venues are sort of not too far apart, which is a great thing. You can bump into other musicians on the way. There's that great jam session at the end where all the musicians hang out. And there's just a lot of stuff I always want to see there. So it does hold a special place for me. I always know sort of most years that little weekend in May is going to be spent nicely in Cheltenham.
Good shoe shops there as well, just in case.
I'll have to take your word for it.
Spend your gig money in shoe shops. Let's go on to our third piece of music now, and it's really what you're up to in the future, because you've got an album coming out with Lucy Roughton, the great cellist who we're about to hear a track from. Just tell us about that. Is it called Trico?
Trico.
Trico, yeah, Trico, yeah. Trico. What's with the
T's? I know there's too many things that sound the same. It's a duo, me and Lucy, as I said before, and this is an album coming out in June of music that I've been writing for the last 2 years.
With her in mind specifically?
Yeah, well, we've sort of been developing it together a little bit, but it's I've always written things kind of quite quickly, and for this music I wanted to really take my time, so I spent 2 years building things incrementally bit by bit and allowing space for ideas to change and tunes to completely change the way they are, and I've eventually ended up with this set of music, which is sort of playing on some of the more classical influences that I have, and also incorporating little bits of church organ and some bits of field recordings and fan sounds and stuff. So it's very much like a audiophile.
Lovely, and a beautiful cello. We all love cellos.
Yeah, we all love cello.
So this is called Gin. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this track.
Gin is, it's an old Japanese smoke spirit that lives in the mountains.
Fantastic, yeah. And the album's going to be called?
There's just the name Trico,
just
Trico. It's under my name.
And there's going to be an album launch, I think, at King's Place on the 6th of June.
That's right.
Beautiful room to work in.
Yeah, amazing for acoustic instruments, cello and piano. It's going to sound lovely.
It's going to be lush. Good. Well, that's the album launch. Let's hear a track now called Gin from the album. Thanks, Kit Downs.
Cheers. Thank you.
That was Gin, played by Lucy Roughton on cello and Kit Downs on piano. And our thanks to Kit for joining us today. The Cheltenham Jazz Festival runs from the 29th of April to the 4th of May, and it's a packed festival as ever, so good luck to Kit for his various performances. For more details about Cheltenham, go to the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. Well, let's hear another track now from our session band, who are the trio Go Go Penguin. Clearly honing a sound and style which is completely their own, Chris Illingworth is the pianist, Nick Blacker is on the bass, and Rob Turner is on the drums. This is their second track from our session, and it's called Drown In You. Go-Go Penguin and listen out for a final session track coming up before the end of the show. Classic from the vaults now, something from the late pianist Stan Tracy's Under Milk Wood album, which was a jazz suite inspired by the poetry of Dylan Thomas. The iconic album is 50 years old this year. And here's Stan with Bobby Wellings on sax, Jeff Klein on bass and Jackie Dugan on drums with Starless and Bible Black. Starless and Bible Black, taken from one of the most significant recordings in British jazz history, Stan Tracy's Under Milkwood. And on Sunday the 12th of April at the Sage in Gateshead, you can hear this suite played by the Clark Tracy Bobby Wellings Quartet with Ben Tracy as the narrator. That's on at the Sage and promises to be a very special night. Music of a decidedly filmic nature now. This is fittingly called April Sun by Italian pianist Maurizio Minardi. This is the first track from his most recent release called Piano Ambulance. Thank you. April Sun by pianist Maurizio Minardi from his recent release called Piano Ambulance, out on the Belphegor label. Joining Minardi are regular musical collaborators Nick Peeney on double bass and Jason Reeve on drums. And you also heard Shirley Smart on cello. You can catch Maurizio playing at Oliver's, which is on Nevada Street in London, on April the 18th. Well, before we hear the final session track from our featured artist Go-Go Penguin, here's some dates for your diaries if you'd like to see them live. On the 2nd of May, they're at the Cheltenham Jazz Festival with Giles Peterson. On the 8th of May, they're in Brighton at the Corn Exchange. And on the 12th of June, they're in Camden at Coco in London. They're also playing two major festivals during the summer. On the 4th of July, they're at the Love Supreme in East Sussex. And on the 8th of August, they play the Brecon Jazz Festival. Here they are with their final track, 1%. Thank you. 1%, played by our session artist this week, Gogo Penguin. Well, that's almost the end of this week's Jazz Lineup, but there's plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3 with Geoffrey Smith's Jazz, which is tonight at midnight. And Jazz on 3 on Monday night with Jez Nelson at 11 o'clock has music from Sydney-based trio The Necks, recorded at London's Café Otto. And on next week's Jazz Lineup, a performance from Konrad Wisniewski and Ewan Stevenson's New Focus Quartet, recorded at the Royal Lyceum Theatre in Edinburgh. To sign off with tonight, something from celebrated Polish pianist Leszek Modza, taken from his Jazz at Berlin Philharmonic 3. This is the atmospheric Eden. Until next time, from me, Claire Martin, bye-bye.
By the Polish pianist Leszek Modza, ending this week's Jazz Lineup. The programme was produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade and presented by Claire Martin. For more information on Jazz Lineup, go to the programme page via the Radio 3 website. Jazz Lineup will be back next Saturday at the usual time, 6 o'clock.
Secret societies, religion and dabbling in magic. Enter a world of enchantment where everything is not what it seems. On this Monday night's Opera on 3, I'm delighted to be bringing you all the comedy, heroics and magical adventures of Mozart's The Magic Flute from the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden. This revival of David McVicar's acclaimed production features a stellar cast including Christian Karg, Pavel Breslik and Markus Werber, and a fantastical body of musical magic. Join me, Mary King, for Mozart's adored masterpiece, The Magic Flute, at 7:30 this Monday evening, right here on BBC Radio 3.
And that's followed at 10 o'clock by Here and Now with Robert Warby. He'll be presenting 20th and 21st century music for strings. Music by Xenakis, Claude Vivier, Micah Levi, Georg Friedrich Haas and Maurizio Kargl. That's all in Here and Now, 10 o'clock tonight. This is BBC Radio 3. It's time now for Live in Concert from Leeds Town Hall, and it's presented by Adam Tomlinson.
Jill, thank you very much indeed. Yes, welcome to the magnificent setting of Leeds Town Hall for this evening's Live in Concert, this evening featuring the Orchestra of Opera North. And the last time I was here in this magnificent town hall was to witness and to thoroughly enjoy Opera North's final instalment of their wonderful settings of Wagner's Ring Cycle. Well, this evening we'll hear the Orchestra of Opera North in a very different vein. Music by Ravel, Stravinsky and Shostakovich, featuring the young Italian pianist Federico Colli. And he's also very familiar with this place, having won the Leeds International Piano Competition back here in 2012. We start, though, with Gershwin. And since his early teens, George Gershwin had been enthralled with the music he'd heard in Harlem, and his first attempt at a more serious composition, a mini-opera called Blue Monday, was a story about characters from a Harlem nightclub. Sadly, it was a flop, and it received only one performance. Thankfully, though, Gershwin wasn't to be put off, and his next try at a classical jazz juxtaposition was the so-called experiment in modern music, or at least that's how it was billed for its 1924 premiere. We know it quite simply by its name, Rhapsody in Blue, and this was much more successful than Blue Monday. But it was a trip abroad that inspired him to work on a recent commission he'd received from the New York Philharmonic, and his idea for the new work really began to take shape whilst he was shopping for Parisian taxi horns to take back to the US. He wanted to capture the chaos of the streets of Paris in music and yet create a concert work that didn't center around the piano. In his own program note for An American in Paris, he wrote, "The opening gay section is followed by a rich blues with a strong rhythmic undercurrent. Our American, perhaps after strolling into a cafe and having a couple of drinks, has succumbed to a spasm of homesickness. The harmony here is both more intense and simpler than in the preceding pages, and this blues rises to a climax followed by a coda in which the spirit of the music returns to the vivacity and bubbling exuberance of the opening part with its impression of Paris." Who better, of course, to perform the role of the American in the film than Gene Kelly? Well, as you can hear, the conductor this evening, Case Bartels, makes his way onto the platform to perform An American in Paris by George Gershwin with the Orchestra of Opera North.